Azure Cloud Services that help you deploy and scale powerful web applications and APIs. So in this video, we're going to show you how to use this code sample to create and use WCF services in Azure Cloud Services. Before that, make sure you've installed the latest Azure SDK, and if you haven't, you can download the latest version from this page right here. Now, let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio 2013. Before building the solution, you have to make two configuration changes in WCF Services Web Role 1 file. Right-click the file and choose Properties. Under Applications, change the target framework to .NET Framework 4. Click Yes to save the change. Then, right-click References and choose Add Reference. Under Extensions, scroll down to find and choose Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Diagnostics v2.7.0.0 and click OK. Then build the solution and let's make sure there are no errors. Next, expand the Roles node under the CS Azure WCF Services project, and if you want, you can double-check the settings for each role. You need to change Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Plugins.Diagnostics.Connection string to your own Azure storage account. And you can do this by clicking the button, select your subscription, and your storage account. And click OK. Then open the service.configuration.cscfg file and change the value of the OS family to 4. The next step is to publish the CS Azure WCF Services project to your existing cloud service in Azure. You need first to choose your subscription. Then click Next to select your cloud service, and here I'm going to use Contoso Clouds. Now click Publish to start publishing your project. After the publishing is complete, verify the hosted service in Internet Explorer using the following URLs. If they return a service description, it means the hosted service has been successfully deployed. Let's go back to Visual Studio and open the Test Client node. Update the two service references in this node. The first one, update the service reference 1 to this. And for the second one, update the service reference 2 to this. Let's change the endpoints in the app.config file as well. In the meantime, open the program.cs file and locate the talk to work role method, and then change the endpoint address to your own. Don't know where that address is, you can get that address by going back to the Azure portal and expanding the dashboard of your cloud service, and you can find it right there. Also, in this file, you can see three communication ways defined. Let's delete those annotations. Now, let's debug the CS Azure WCF Services Test Client project to see the output. Use the client application to connect to the worker role. Press Enter, and you'll see the other two communication methods, the client to the web role and the client to the worker role via the web role.